Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Our favorite time of the week.
High school sweethearts turned married couple with two kids.
Join us for a conversation on life, parenting, marriage, and more.
Welcome to Close Enough.
Welcome back to Close Enough.
What if it's not, what if this is the first time you're saying welcome back? You're
welcome to Close Enough.
Okay, there you go.
If this is your first time, please let us know. We'll give you a little coupon for a free second visit.
With a free hug.
A free hug. Oh, wow. We've missed you guys. It's that time of year.
Do you think couples still like coupon for... Did you ever give...
I didn't know. Never mind. I would like to officially recant this conversation.
We're home alone.
It doesn't even... Stop. Ew.
Don't... You don't ooh me.
I can ooh you if I want.
Fine, I'll ooh you. You won't find it so funny if I ooh you.
Ooh.
You know what that means?
Just saying.
Yeah, I don't think love coupons. That's a really shitty, unless it's like very explicit.
No.
That's not a very good gift. One free nap. Bitch, I'm 41. If I want to take a nap, I'm going to take a nap. I don't need a coupon. I just got my Be Real notification.
Oh, we were just talking about that. Okay, yeah. Hang on. This is exciting. So Be Real is the only... I'm looking at you.
Hold on. I can't find mine.
I don't know what's happening. Oh, I forgot to hit the button. Jeez.
Oh, 3, 2, 1. I have you drinking bourbon.
Oh, don't post that.
I did.
I cannot for the life of me. Make my face look normal on the back camera when it takes the picture.
I don't know what you mean the back camera. Anyway.
So Be Real takes a picture.
Front and back, yeah.
Front and back. Well, if I'm not making it look at me, which I didn't know you could even do, you can flip the camera so that it takes your picture and then whatever you see.
Yes.
I can do that. So hang on. I've been only taking pictures of whatever my other camera was seeing. And so my face always looks confused.
Bless
and
your
dumb.
Heart. Bless your heart.
So we did this to.
It's the only thing Charlie's got.
Charlie's love to have.
And it's, to be fair, it's pretty stupid.
Yeah, but I catch her like on it. And I'm like, what are you looking at? There's no one's
posted
like anything.
You only get like a certain time frame and you can.
Yeah. But whatever. I don't know. It's all she has. So I guess.
Yeah. That's true.
Enjoy it. I don't know if I've said it here or not, but I screwed up her time limits and school was starting back. She had things to study. So I got the phone, put on the downtime and the app limits. And she can get like down a serious hole on YouTube.
Can't we all?
True. I don't. You all do. And I thought I was giving her 30 minutes of YouTube and 30 minutes of Netflix a day, which I think during a school week is ample.
Yeah.
Ample time. Turns out it was 30 minutes of combined. She can't even like watch a whole show if she wanted to. But I feel like with studying and school and, you know, interacting, she can't have her phone out at school. That's quality by the time she gets to bed.
Yeah.
I could tell her none of those during the week, but she called me from my mom's house one weekend. Like she was there for the weekend. She was like, Mom, my app just closed. You gave me 30 minutes total for YouTube and Netflix.
You should just be like, yeah, I did.
I was like, I did? She's like, yeah. I was like, that's
No. You got to be confident. You'd be like, yeah, I did.
I did. I was like, well, good. You'll be fine. I'm sure she got on my mom's computer and wallered in the Kardashians.
Hey, listen, for you guys, for you listeners today, got a little something special. Because this episode is brought to you by OnlineTherapy.com. click the link in our show notes, you're going to get 20% off. That's right, 20% off. And you're going to get the most complete online therapy toolbox there is. It's exactly what it sounds. It's online therapy. And it can be text. It can be like a video call, all that stuff. You can change therapists with a click of a button. They offer yoga, meditation, videos, journals, activities, all that stuff. Cognitive behavior training right at your fingertips. Unlimited messaging with qualified therapists. Live sessions.
Have you been drinking, sir?
I have, yeah. journaling, activity plans, all that stuff. How much does it cost? Funny you would ask. It's a little cheaper than if you went in person.
A little bit?
That's what they say.
And with 20% off.
And 20% off your first month, courtesy of Close Enough. You know, maybe you. I went to therapy this week.
You did. And you did it online.
I did it online, which it's.
What was that like? Because I can't imagine
it. It's like a video call. They're looking at you. You're looking at them.
Yeah. Do you enjoy it?
I mean, it was, yeah. It was very, like, get to know you, blah, blah, blah.
Did you feel any pressure to, like, make them laugh and laugh?
Of course, yeah.
I knew it. Oh.
Yeah. I'm probably your favorite client so
yes,
far right now.
Yes. Yeah. Like, she's going home and telling everybody of this one client that she met on Friday, this guy named Gary.
That's right. Amazing. He was hilarious.
He was so good. Probably didn't need therapy, but, like, the most coolest patient.
Yeah. Client well, it's she funny. Had. She, like, there were, obviously, there was, like, some homework I had to do before I did it.
Yeah.
Filled out, and she's like, you scored a little low on this. I was like, oh, but did I? Let me tell you what's not on there.
Wait, when you're like low is in low needs?
Like low needs in like depression and anxiety and stuff like that.
Were you honest?
Yeah. Mm. Apparently, just people are way more fucked up than me. And that's okay.
Or some people are just more open about their fucked upness.
When she's talking about rescheduling and how often, she's like, if you want to do a weekly, I usually reserve that for people in crisis that have like just got out of the hospital. I was like, that's not me.
Not me at all.
So,
and with that being said, like, you don't have to be in crisis for this. It is good for maintenance. It's good for just working through something in an immediate need or like over time. It's healthy. Like, you go to a doctor to get your blood pressure taken.
So click the link in the show notes. Get started on your therapy journey today with onlinetherapy.com. Since we last spoke, we celebrated our 19th wedding anniversary.
Woo!
We're
going to forego the bronze statue for now.
Who said?
Oh.
The bronze statue was going to be of me.
Right. We're going to forego that.
Well, yeah, we're going to get a better shape.
Yeah.
Is bronze expensive right now?
Let me check my stocks and bonds. Why would I know about bronze? I don't even understand how gold and money works.
And you're an adult teacher. That checks out with all the criticisms of teachers. You don't even know nothing about the real world.
Don't even know nothing about the real world, do I? Yeah, I don't teach them personal finance. And that's fine.
Because nobody taught you personal finance.
Nobody taught me personal finance. They can take a class for that. It is offered.
We snuck out. Because it kind of sucks. Abby touched on it last time. We thought there'd be plenty of time. But school's probably going to be a year-round thing before too long.
It feels like it.
I mean, the days of needing like workers in the summer is kind of over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not only kids not working, hell, adults aren't working this summer,
No. Mm-mm.
But we snuck out. We went to Malone's, our spot. Got us a nice meal. Then we came home and sat out in the car.
They always throw me because they ask me how I want my salmon cooked, and nobody ever does that except Malone's. And I don't know. Pink is what I want to say. Like, salmon, make it cooked. So I just go with medium well because I feel like that's what I want my steak done.
Yeah.
I always forget they do that too, and it shocks me every time. I love that.
How was your Lexingtonian?
I could eat that every single day of my life and never get tired of it.
Never ever.
Ever.
Okay.
Yep, it's possible. So delicious.
It is. It's a delicious. I just don't like the tomato. I, like, there, you can't customize it. Like, I feel like there's a vat of Lexingtonian salad. And they just, you know, get a chip bowl and it's already pre-made.
What if it's in, like, a big, like, Rubbermaid tub in a fridge that I would just...
I've been away.
Oh, my God.
If anybody works at Malone's and knows how the Lexingtonians are.
Tell me how the Lexingtonian's made. Yeah. And send me a little sneaky sneak peek of the vat of Lexingtonian salad. I won't tell anybody. I'll just be happy about it.
Yeah.
It's my favorite. And the bread, good Lord.
Oh, the bread. So I'm... lots of things in the last 24 hours happened really fast.
Really, really fast. None of them included us winning the lottery.
No. No, which is bullshit. But anyway, yeah. Abby last night completed her 75 hard. Round Woo-hoo! Of applause, everybody.
Yay! Thank you. Thank you.
So... even though she didn't give a fuck about the person who created the program or really what was designed for, any of that, well, like the goals, like I was going to get her the 75 hard certificate that he signs, the creator of the program signs for you.
I don't need his signature.
And she's like, fuck no. Because it, like, it says what she's done. And I'm like, but did she really?
What do you mean?
But like, we're talking about... like your the discipline, and now you're like how your character's developed, and you know you're more.
Character's fine.
I'm like, I don't think it changed her in a minute, other than her bitching and cussing about doing it every day. This was she's not like the more mentally tough coming out of it. She's like she's more like the
let's be healthy and balanced.
Yeah,
it just proves my point.
She's the kid that gets lost in the forest and finds his way out 75 days later and living off berries and stuff. Well, you're going to congratulate her. Like, I was just lost in the woods. I feel like that's what she was.
That is such a metaphor for me. So I didn't start out with, like, any intentionality of wanting to change my mentality so much as wanting to just, I guess, get exercise, do something healthy for me.
So, for those that don't know, 75 hard, you have, it's for 75 days, you do two workouts, one 45 minutes each, one of them has to be outside. You drink a gallon of water, you read 10 pages of a book, you take a progress picture, and you have a diet, and you stick to it.
And you cannot drink alcohol.
No drugs or alcohol. Abby's drinking bourbon right now, good on her. The initial, like... the reason the program was created is to help you become mentally tough. And Abby did not take on that challenge as much.
Well, as I learned in my therapy this summer, I have some great adaptive behaviors that I've acknowledged throughout my life that have made me mentally tough just in a different way.
Yeah.
That I don't think I needed Andy Frazella to prove that I'm mentally tough. It was hard and did take discipline to do it. But I think in true form to me, when you give me an assignment, I'm going to finish it.
You're going to bitch about
it. But I will bitch about it the whole time. I am like, I drank a gallon of water for the past 75 days without one drop of Mio in it.
I would like
there is one dollar time,
for every time I would see Abby with her calculator out, figure how much water. I'm like, so why have you not just memorized how much you need? Like, I don't know how you don't.
So here's what happened. I started out with drinking just a lot of plastic bottles of like smart water and stuff like that. Well, that got really like bananas. Like, there was a lot of plastic around. So then I switched over to using my Bubba, which was 36 ounces. But I realized I could not drink as fast out of that. My teeth are screwed up. Like, using a straw didn't really always work for me. I found later in this that these little damn 25-cent shaker cups.
Yeah. Which
that I got from the dollar store are the best things for me to drink out of. And I can, it's like, for me going in 21 to 25 ounces at a time for this was perfect. It did not, like, these people who carry these.
Because you're not a chugger, per se.
I can be. I just don't, I don't do it. Like, I forget to drink. And I realize, so the last week of school, I've had 3 days of teaching. I had to intentionally, like, set a time, like, Abby, you have to go drink this water now, or I won't do it. I'll stand and talk the whole time, and I'll drink my protein and iced coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
Instead. So,
and this is the thing. It's like, you don't only have to drink water. Like, that's not the only thing you're allowed to drink.
Right.
You can drink. You just have to drink the gallon right. in the end of the day.
And I'm also trying to get protein in. And for me, it's the protein shakes that help me the most. I struggle with just, you know, I did eat a bag of salmon for lunch yesterday. But
a bag?
Like a pouch. But I never quite got the, you know, I see people walking around with their big gallon jugs, and that's just, it doesn't work for me like that. So that's why I was calculating all the time, because I knew, like, and a lot of times it was me coming home, and like by 5 o'clock, I still had 80 ounces of water to drink.
Which is not good for the late night piss sessions.
It's not. I still want to continue that, though. I do like, you know, the feeling, like, being hydrated is important. I liked that. As far as reading goes, I do have a book right now that I want to finish. But with school starting, it will be harder to get that in every single day. I mean, some days I'm not going to, like, I was just gritting my teeth through 10 pages to get it done.
Right.
I did not enjoy Blink. I read Blink by Malcolm Gladwell.
You didn't like it?
I like, at the beginning I was good. The middle was kind of, he's so predictable, I think, as a writer.
Yeah.
That I kind of knew where it was going. Or his style and pattern, but I read some great stuff along the way that I think really benefited me. I'm loving what I'm reading right now. Smartest Kids in America and How They Got That Way.
There's a whole case study on me, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're chapter four. We haven't got there yet.
86 through 99.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I remember that following me around.
Sesame Street. But as far as like working out twice a day, I don't know that when I can get a walk in on top of something else, that will be great. But I'm not going to do this whole like waiting
hours
in between to get that done.
Yeah. That's just a distant part of it, because nobody, you're not going to benefit from that. Like, you're not, for 75 days in a row, you're not going to go max intensity. Now, there may be days where you feel better than others that you put in a little harder workout, but it's more about just showing up.
Oh, yeah. There were days that the only thing I could squeak out was 45 minutes of like nighttime yoga, which yoga is way damn harder than what you think it's going to be, especially that little homegirl on YouTube, Adrian.
Uh-huh.
Shoot. My body, I realized how much mobility I've lost. I would have considered myself a fairly flexible person, but I think from the year of COVID, quarantine, sitting, and then even going into a school year where I sat so much and did Zoom calls and sat at a desk, I lost a lot of mobility. And between that and gaining weight when I started this, I think that is what I've seen the most. Physically, you don't see it on my body, but like, I did a squat I went down lower than I ever have in the past 75 days. Still have some knee pain and stuff, but like, learning how to, I guess, build that mobility to me is more like important than like how much I can squat. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. I just don't want to lose that mobility and, you know, be hunched over and cripple looking, because it's very possible.
So, yeah, your mobility's probably.
I've always
it just goes away as you get older, like, because we just become decrepit beings.
Yes. Like, all of these, like, longevity tests, like, I fail all of them. I cannot sit or stand without using multiple points of help, I don't know, assistance.
Really?
Yeah. You can squat. Like, I've said this before, like, I will watch Gary, something will be in the refrigerator, like, kind of low down.
And I'm driving low, baby.
And he can just squat, like, all the way. And I'm like, there's no pain in your knee. That doesn't hurt you at all. And it doesn't.
No.
And he can hold that position. The test is if you can, like, if you can flatten your feet when you do it. But I don't think you're flexible enough to do that. Like, when you squat, you're up on you're up on your toes when you squat.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure just flexibility wise, you can't go back on your heels.
You want me to do the splits right now?
Yeah.
I'll show you some flexibility.
Yeah. So I've been really part of this on some days that it was supposed to be like, I followed a weightlifting guide by Jill Coleman. And some days were an off day for her. So I had to come up with like a second workout.
And just make up your own.
Yeah. So I did those are my mobility days. And I'm really digging these like knees over toes, guys. The ATG, I don't know what that even stands for, but was he on Rogan? How did I?
He was, yeah.
Yeah.
Really, and then Mark Bell's been doing some stuff with him.
Yes, Mark Bell. I would love to have a sled and be able to do the backward sled dragging, whatever that's called. But I've been using the elliptical and going backward. I don't know if that helps or not. I don't know if that's equivalent, jacking up the resistance on it. But I'm really fascinated by that because he completely healed his own knee injury. I mean, he was told you'll never play basketball again and nothing.
And now he can.
He can do a standing dunk that is just, I'm in awe because in watching him like do a squat full weight on a bar and squat all the way down to the ground.
Yep.
That is just fascinating to me. But
what's your next conquest?
Me?
Yep.
Survival, baby. Get through the school year.
Survival with the fittest.
As Gary was like, I can't wait to see what happens. So I'm doing this app, right? And, you know, every day I put everything in. It's like, boom,
oh, yeah.
It's your 70, day. So I'm like, okay, confetti, congratulations. You did it. I thought some message would come up.
Phase one.
It literally blacked out. And I was like, well, I think I broke it. It's done. Did I just lose everything?
And the new 30 days popped up.
And it immediately went to phase one. Like, you ready to start phase one? No, I am not ready to start phase one. So phase one would mean doing everything else that Gary mentioned earlier. And then
5 minute cold shower every day.
I do sometimes. I don't do 5 minutes, but I'll do a cold. I'll end on cold.
Not 5 minutes. And your version of cold, my version of cold, or not.
I can actually do pretty cold on that, but it takes me forever to get there. It takes me probably 5 minutes to phase down from my steaming hot to get to cold. Three critical power list tasks.
Yeah, you create your own thing that you want to do.
But three extras?
Yeah.
And on top of everything else. I don't have room for three extra anything else's. Nothing.
I mean, you're...
Like...
With that attitude, of course you don't.
Sorry, sir. You did nothing for my attitude. I have a bad attitude and probably need more sleep than what you would think.
I'm going to put you back in Zumba class now.
And then I never took Zumba. 10 minutes of dedicated visualization. Is that like meditation?
So in what he explains is you do like a vision board.
Oh,
and you sit there and like not bullshit and like sit there and actually visualize what the things that you want.
Okay. So. See, I don't even know what I want. Like, that's hard for me because I don't know.
So
I guess if I wanted a house, I would visualize that house.
Yeah. Maserati.
I don't know what that is. Couldn't draw a Maserati if you told me to.
Good to know.
What's a Maserati?
It's a car.
I know it's a car, but
it's a sports car.
Oh, don't care.
Bugatti.
Is that dirty? I don't know.
No, it's Jesus Christ. That's a Micah Stokes statement right there. Is that dirty?
Is that a car?
Yeah.
Don't care. I would love a station wagon. Pick out a station wagon.
I don't know, like any high end luxury station wagon.
Getting those Subarus.
Yeah. So as Abby's finishing up, I get a phone call yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
I've been going through the bariatric surgery process, and the lady calls. She's asking, like, "Hey, did you do this? Did you?" I was like, "Yeah, yeah." Because I feel like I've been getting the runaround, to be honest.
Yeah, for sure. And we figured out why. Finally, hang on. Tell your story, then we'll tell why you're getting the runaround.
I'll tell you why you've been getting the runaround. It just makes you feel like a great human. You know, when, first of all, you're going through bariatric surgery. And then
No. You got be proud of it. Like don't degrade yourself for this.
Right. But anyway, she calls and she's like, "Well, I can go ahead and schedule you for a consultation next week." I was like, "Cool." I was like, "Do you know when the surgery will be?" She's like, "Yeah, it'll be outpatient." I was like, "Outpatient?" She's like, "Yeah, the next Thursday." I was like, "Oh shit." So it all happened. Like, I probably really needed to, like, I needed another week.
Well, at that point, Gary just started pacing through the house with the phone. And I'm like, what's going on? 25th of what? 25th of what? September? I'm putting it in my phone now. And he's like, August. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's like in 2 weeks. I was like, so I went through it all. This is like 5:30.
Yes. Wait, I mean, we were in the middle of a Domino's order, people. Yeah.
That's true.
I got thin crust. Don't at me, Andy.
But so I woke up today. I was like, I think I need another week just like to get things in order.
Well, we also discussed timing for taking time to get you back into work and stuff.
Yeah.
And it would hit more Labor Day-ish. And,
yeah. Like that, the next week would have been way better for me. Yeah. So I emailed him. I was like, hey, in the mad rush, I got some few things I need to like.
But it's exciting. Like, I would do the same thing. Yeah. I would immediately be like, yes, okay. Just because you have been waiting and waiting and waiting, and they have been giving the runaround that finally they are calling. They have a firm date. Let's go.
So
get the party started.
The big reveal is my advocate,
mm-hmm.
the person's like following me through my process, who's not the original one I started with, but she calls me and she's telling me, hey, everything's good. We sent it to the insurance, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, cool. I was like, are you guys that busy? She's like, oh, yeah, this TV show is killing us. I was like, what TV show? She's like, oh, you don't know? I was like, no, I don't. Like,
honey, unless...
I forgot to add, and if I know...
Unless you're on YouTube and you have Baby Einstein DVDs or Jibo the Robot, we don't know shit about your TV show.
Yeah. So, apparently, the place is the home of the doctor... The surgeon I'm going to is the doctor for the 1,000-pound sisters.
Yes.
So.
Tammy. Yeah. Staten. Charlie is and has been since eighth grade obsessed. She even gave one of her teachers last year a Christmas ornament with a photo cutout of Tammy inside of it. It was some joke that they had going on. And Charlie can quote it, talk about it.
I had no idea.
Yeah. I mean, we know them, but we did not realize.
I didn't make the connection.
That's where that business is.
But I watched the surgery.
So people come from all around.
Yeah, all over the country.
To come to this place because of this show.
Yeah.
And so Gary's.
Yeah.
Gary's going to be a celebrity.
Yeah. No. So I watched, not even show my mom, like watch the, because I'm having the robotic kind.
Uh-huh. Wild.
That shit looks wild. Like PlayStation 7, baby. Like, what if you sneeze or fart? Like, just move just a little bit. And you're like, oh, shit, just cut his liver out. Damn, that's why I can never do that.
I will say.
I don't have the precision or the concentration to do anything serious.
Uh-uh, no. No.
Like, I had to pause this podcast so I go pee just a second ago. Like, that would be.
I can hold my pee. Teaching taught me that. Oh, man. Taught me that, but I do not have the attention span. My attention span is wild anymore, but really considering if I need to be medicated or how I can function with that.
Let's go back to my therapy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
This jogged my memory.
You got really excited.
Yeah, she was asking about my sleep and stuff like that.
That would be my one critical task that I will add.
And so I was like, listen, I can drink an energy drink before I go to bed and fall and go to sleep. Like, it doesn't affect me.
I swear to God, if you get Adderall before me, I will.
And she said, well, that's a sign of ADD. She's like, they find in most people, if it's more of a comforting thing, then you have ADD.
That's bullshit. I was like, I know for a fact.
Oh, Dr.
That
Hammond.
I am type 3 ADHD. TikTok told me. You saw the video. Did I not meet every one of those guidelines? Oh, my God. I don't want to walk in somewhere and say, I think I have ADD because I don't know why.
It just feels weird to be
self-diagnosing
40 years old and be like, right. I got ADD.
But right.
Get over yourself, bitch. You do whatever you like. I don't know, no. But really.
Yes, I hear what you're saying, and I
because like in 1988 you couldn't a 40-year-old can be like, I think I got ADD.
Right. And I do not want to
no, you just don't work hard enough.
Undermine anybody of any neurodivergence because it is so challenging for some people to just function on the day to day. I think there are, my life could improve if I had better strategies for some of my
issues. Better preparation and
yeah.
That's across the board for everybody.
Somehow because of being like this 90s kid, I think there is definitely a stigma for me to walk in and say I have ADD, you know, or anything. But I also have a kid that is not
wildly
autistic. He is so ADD, the ADHD, that it completely impedes his ability to like function in day-to-day life. That I get.
I had to explain this the other day, and I guess it's hard for some people to understand because when they think of autism, they think like he's sensory sensitive. You know what I mean? Like
headphones on, yeah. Ears closed.
I was like, oh no, bro. Like my son's the opposite. Like, what do you mean? I was like, oh, he's wild. Like he wants it like as loud as possible, as much shit going on around him as possible. Like that calms him down.
Yeah.
Like really? I was like, oh yeah.
Right now.
Like he's a seeker.
When I left him at my mom's, he had two devices going at the same time. It's his favorite thing to do, two devices. Now, while that's going on, my dad's got a TV on in the other room, and that I can't function. I like want to run away. The first thing I did when I came home was turn the TV off.
Yeah.
I can't handle it. He would have every television on, everything on, and be bouncing on a bouncy ball all the while on one of those big...
Bouncy balls.
Exercise ball things. Yeah. Sorry, I just got a text from my daughter. She's at the lake and she has lost her damn shoe. So that's a thing.
Her new shoes?
No, not her new shoes, but it's a good pair of her shoes. So.
Well, put the phone down.
Sorry. I thought it was something. I thought like she was on her way home. I was checking her time. I don't discount any student I have with ADHD. I don't discount anybody. It just, for me, knowing and hearing people talk about ADD and ADHD online and hearing their stories and connecting with those things, I don't know if I ever will have the ability to walk in and be like, I have that, help.
Yeah.
Help me with medicine. I don't discount the use of medicine. Like I value my anxiety meds. Like they're important to me, just like anything else. So I don't want to discount anybody doing that. I just know for me personally, like you said, it's weird to be 41 years old and say
to be talking about ADD.
Yeah, because in our heads it's such a kid oriented, child oriented
issue
and problem. But it's real and it's out there. But so your doctor thinks you're ADHD.
She didn't say that, but she's not a doctor either.
Well, I mean, she probably deals with a lot of
neuro. Listen, I'm two courses away from being a therapist myself.
Yeah, so. You've been to one session.
No, I'm saying like, what's it really take?
What do you mean? What it takes a lot?
I don't know that it does. I think you just need somebody to listen. You just need a stranger to talk to.
Okay, we're gonna agree to disagree on this. You are wrong.
I feel like prostitutes are. People go to them not for what you think as much, or just somebody to talk to, and then maybe for what you think as much.
Either A, do you have experience with this? And you're speaking from experience?
I wouldn't even know where to go get a prostitute.
Okay. Yeah, okay. There's that. B, like, where in the world have you decided that is true?
TV.
Okay. All right. There we go. Nice. And not only TV, but TV like what, 5-10 years ago? When's the last time you've watched
in
TV?
Other news.
Okay. The hell is wrong with you?
What the hell's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
Oh man.
So our baby girl started high school.
Y'all.
And we are on. If you had to explain people our parenting stuff. Without saying the word criminal in it, like, how would you describe it?
What do you mean?
Like, how do we parent Charlie? Because it's really different than the way we parent Harlan.
Well, it has
for
to
obvious
be.
Reasons.
It, I mean, it has to be for obvious reasons.
Although she has the maturity of a four-year-old at times.
I think with her, like, our issue with her is she was an only child for so long. She was and on top of that, she was the only female on two sides of the family. Like, she was, you know,
the princess.
And there was even a time in daycare. Like, I look back formatively and, like, how you want to talk about, like, nature nurture things. There are a lot of nurture components to her life that have led her to be the little person she is today. Various adults entering her.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Life and caring for her and showing her love and affection and attention anywhere from, you know, her grandparents on both sides being very present in her life to the Lee family here in town that she had like a extra set of grandparents that just took care of her and you know, fun aunt and uncles that hung out with her all the time. So she was very also. I'm a teacher and a coach. There's tons of like 16 and 17 year old girls that would pay attention to her and see her and know her. And so, those things I think make her all the while being an only child.
True.
And us not being traditional parents.
Hold on. What do you mean us not being traditional?
When I think back to how, when I look at a lot of firstborn, my firstborn is kind of descriptions, it's not her. Like, she is not this, like, timid rule follower going to do her best overachiever. Like, that has never been her.
Right.
She has always been feral, like, from the beginning. Like, dancing on tables, wild singing, feral kid. It was not until recently that we started seeing this change in her that I think comes with being a girl, a teen girl, a preteen girl, where that confidence starts getting, and that loud, open, loud voice was getting silenced a little bit more. But our parenting style never really changed in that, I always parented from a place of that won't be my kid. I knew, I kind of have seen, I told her the other day, we were discussing something, you know, and I was trying to validate my understanding of her in that for the past 19 years, I have had experience with no less than 120 kids.
Just like her.
Just eighth grade to, you know, anywhere from 13 years old to 18 years old. Can I get a little acknowledgement for that?
Some respect on my name.
And so, like, because she, you know, even though that's true, I don't know shit, you know, to her at all. So I think I've always parented from a place of not wanting to be that parent, not wanting her to be that kid. And we just really kind of did whatever was like natural, comfortable. We, you know, didn't really follow a set of rules. Our general thing was don't be an asshole. That was our big lesson for her throughout everything.
If it was something that could hurt her, she only do it once.
That was a Gary parenting structure.
But so, as high school approaches and
oh man,
it becomes the stakes are a little higher.
It is. It is in your face evident. I'm sitting with her on vacation. I talked about this a couple podcasts ago, thinking it is, we have four of these left. Like sitting at that one.
No, that's not true. I don't believe that. There's like, it's not like you're magically 18 and like, fly away, bird.
You say that, but
it's not true. It wasn't true for me.
I didn't go on any like family vacation. We went on one.
I'm talking about college. After the fact, after you're 18, maybe not vacation, but you're not, it's not like she's going to be absent from our lives.
Right. But once she's 18, like that whole, like we are this family unit and you are, I don't think she's going to be absent at all.
I think between 18 and 20, she'll be learning. And then at 20, she'll be like, fuck, I need to go back to mom and dad's, Ronnie. You know, they're not as dumb as I think they were.
Well, yes, but I'm just saying, like, we have to launch her at 18, essentially. We have to let her.
We don't. We do.
We launch her. She's gone. Bye.
She launches. She's.
Right. But
now I'm all for kicking her out if that's what you're talking about, because we'll kick her out.
You would do that today.
Go fend for herself.
It's right. She launches at 18. We'll just say she launches at 18.
Yep.
Our job drastically changes. And I have a friend that throughout all of this process of parenting has been extremely useful to me, because she's a solid, 10 years ish, not a full 10 years, but like 8 years ahead of me on the parenting game for three kids. And they are amazing, productive humans. Just the best.
Like me.
Mm-hmm. And she has been so transparent with me about parenting adult children is the hardest phase for her. And I'm like, okay, oh shit, if it's hard for her, I'm screwed. And so I want to shove as much knowledge, wisdom, confidence, self reliance, perseverance, grit into her right now in the next 4 years, because knowing the world is freaking hard and unforgiving, I want her to be ready for it, right? But at the same time,
you got crazy expectations.
At the same time, those things come without me being in the picture always. So for me, and I talked about this even in therapy, like where does, and I'll talk about with other moms and stuff, where does my boundary cease being? Because she's got this extra thing where I'm a teacher too, right? So she has that layer of, when you tell me your goals are X, Y, and Z,
yeah,
I generally know what that looks like and what that takes. Also, being a kid who figured that shit out on my own, I know what that stuff takes. Where am I supportive?
Right.
Where am I overstepping my boundaries?
Here. I am the show and do it once type parent. And by that, I'm like, if she says she wants to do these things, it's on her. Well, I will give her the tools that she needs.
Have we, though?
Take her to the place she needs to go.
Okay.
That. But it's on her to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm not helping her with her math. Like, I'm taking my own classes.
So if she comes to you and says, like, I need help with math, you're going to say, no, figure it out?
You find somebody to help you. I'm not the math guy.
Right. Like, I mean, that's true. But like, she comes to me with,
go to tutoring. Somebody in school to do that.
But where, like, is
she
it?
She can't say, I can't ever. Okay. She can say, I'm having trouble with, we point her in the right direction. Okay. But again, like.
So like, she has quizzes coming up, you know, for her AP classes. And I've said once, like, you should probably study this weekend on our walk last night. She says she has a plan. I'm like, what's your plan? I mean, this kid.
A-B-A-C-A-B-B.
When I said, hey, did you ever think about making some note cards for those terms, some flashcards? She was like, and she goes, well, give me some note cards. And I did. And I handed them to her. She goes, I don't know how to make flashcards. I was like, what do you mean you don't know how to make flashcards? And so I was like, so term on the front, definition on the back. And you like, look at them. And I mean, by God, they are pretty. But I'm like, you got
it. Did she do them?
She made them. Herself. I walked away and she made them. She left a damn mess on my table, but
imagine. Abby loves when I say that, by the way.
Oh, I want to throat punch you.
She gets her organizational skills from me, probably.
Mm-hmm. Imagine. How's that feel?
You don't even say it right.
Imagine. I'm going to judge you and make it sound like you always do this. And I'm so annoyed.
I'll say it for her. Imagine her leaving the mess. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it also applies to you quite a bit.
Shut the hell up. No, so I want her to be successful. I want her to know that you have to work hard. But I don't want to be that parent that does it. I will not do things for her. Like, I know that boundary. But, you know, how much do I nag? Or do I just be like, all right. I don't know why the hell you're laughing. Why
I thought of a funny joke.
You thought a funny joke? Uh-huh. Yeah, I know about a nagging makes you do shit. This house. Lord.
I just think she has to, like, you got to do it.
So
I see parents that are mega involved.
Yeah.
From picking their classes, even after they grit, like, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. Very deeply involved in their lives. I'm not that guy. I got my own life. I don't give a shit.
So, a woman who has children, very famous blogger, mommy blog, Christian blogger, sent out her kids are in college. And they're like, hey, so-and-so and so-and-so in their college class, they have to come up with a way to be innovative or something. And she's like, any ideas? And puts in our thing, and people came for her about, hey, they're in college. How about they do it themselves?
Hell yeah.
And so they were like all over her. And somebody's like, oh yeah, like crowdsourcing isn't something adult isn't for real life. Like you wouldn't do this in real life, but they came for her for like using her audience to help her kids crowdsource answers, which she does have access to a lot of people. I don't know that that's like hyper involved, but there are parents that are way more involved, I'm sure, than that. I mean, we've all heard the stories now of helicopter parents who have so much as like called. Oh, there's
paying
some,
off college.
Okay, so there's
people
something
to get in. We're talking about
no. There is now, which I didn't know this until I've had some friends with kids that are seniors. There are like parent groups you can get on. So your kid is going to be a freshman at Law University.
Yeah.
You can jump on,
Bovine University.
You join that parent group of, you know, class of whatever, and they just kind of support each other as parents in this process. Like somebody posted
a parent support group.
Ish.
I'm down for that.
How many pairs of underwear should I be packing for my
No, fuck, listen. How many
What? If you don't know,
they need to take the internet away from me before the second one. Abby was telling me some stuff about her job and work, and I was like, "Let me reply to these people." She's like, "Nope, she don't even want me to meet them.
You're not allowed to meet them." So I was like, "Whoa!" It, just thinking back to my own experience, guess how no one moved me in. Like there was no dorm shopping.
I helped you.
Yeah, but like as far as like there's a whole culture now of dorm shopping, going and getting things ready, move-in day, all of this. And
who was I talking to? It was about, I can't remember, but when you think about your dorm experience, like your first dorm, it's brick wall. It's like block walls and bunk beds and shit.
State hospital, baby. That's what
it looks
like.
It ain't like that now.
Oh, no. So even at, you know, my alma mater, they have done some major renovations to dorms. It is more hotel suite like, because you are trying to lure students into a stay on campus, be there, let go of that life. That comfy life they had at home.
Yeah.
And I distinctly remember being in grad school and a professor saying that his non-traditional students were struggling to get into online courses because the undergrads were filling them up. Normally, your undergrads are going in person, but they
Let's
have
be honest,
these...
How are you going to fill up an online class?
Well, I mean, there's a cap on numbers of what the professor can handle. So you know, especially in some classes, there's like writing and stuff involved. You're making these places, these homes, these experiences so nice that who wants to leave? Like, there was nothing for me in the dorm. I don't even know if we had a damn TV in some of the ones I stayed in. I enjoyed being out on campus. There were times that, you know, my favorite places, I love the fourth floor of Camden Carroll Library. It was beautiful to look out of. You know, I did not get those same views out of the old East Menon. So it's still pretty, but,
right.
Or, you know, the access to stuff. So there, it's just wild now, that experience. But
I think for Charlie and eventually Harlan will be on a different path, mm-hmm. obviously, and we'll be 1,000 years old by then. So it won't really, the government will have to take care of him.
Charlie. Stop.
But it's very much you, like, she's going to have to find her own way. And we're not, like, I'm not down to, like, let her fail.
Safely, yeah. I
safely is a fucking 22% on a test fail. Like, I don't care.
No. Yeah. I hear that. But fail now. And this is where I think parents struggle, because there's this pressure for, you know, our society and our culture rewards the things that kids do now, putting that extra pressure on them to make things easier later. So keys money is a huge deal. So we have this system in our state that for every good grade your kid gets and good test score for like ACT, it adds money to their overall scholarship money. And that goes into 4 years of college. Well, when college is $1 billion and you're a family, you know, I don't know what kind of scholarships Charlie could even earn. I don't know.
You know who's not paying for Charlie's college?
Yeah.
That'd be us.
Yeah. But then you also, you know.
Sorry, sis.
You know, the whole debt component that is added to this, it is scary for some parents to be like, oh, shit, you got to get that keys money. And you put that pressure on them. And so now high school does not become this safe place to fail because the stakes are high here, because now those grades count.
Right.
And so when... And the difference between an 89% and a 90% is $100. That means that adds up. You know?
Like, I mean, I'm good for the competition like that.
So
Squid Game type shit.
Listen, so I'm reading America's Smartest Kids right now, and I'm in the chapter about the American student who goes to Korea, and he's from Minnesota, which is apparently one of the top education systems in America. Where
Minnesota?
He goes to Korea, and he's sitting around, and he's like ready, because he's like, this is like, according to the PISA, this is where education's happening, right? He goes into the regular day school, and he's like, kids are sleeping, they're talking over the teacher, it is just like they're just wiped, and he's like, this is not what I expected. What's going on? Well, he leaves at 2:00 and he looks at his friend, like the kids that he's met. And he's like, what's going to go on? They're like, oh, we'll go on for school. Will happen for another couple hours. We'll have dinner, clean up. They clean. And if you have scored the lowest that week on your assessments, you get the red penny, the red shirt. You go clean the bathrooms. Everybody else is like sweeping and wiping boards and taking out trash and stuff. Then after that has happened, they do some just study hall time at that school. And the teachers generally like roam around and watch them. They all leave and go to something called a hagwon. I could be saying that really wrong.
It's like Hogwarts.
Kind of. That's in my head. That's what I was saying. It's a private tutor, multi-million-dollar tutoring institutions that do nothing but prepare you for this one test in Korea that means everything. It is not like you could even if you get the job you want because of that test score follows you, it indicates like your pay later. Like, it is so intense.
Like a more intense version of the ACT.
Oh, it's like ACT times a million. Like, it is so intense. Like, it is meaningful. And it all comes back on the kids. Like, they will regularly post kids' unit test scores on the board, rank you. It's all super competitive, right? I'm at this point in the story, like, this other guy takes over in Korea, the education department, and it's supposed to, you know, he's supposed to like be cleaning this up because it got so wildly competitive. Like, number one, people can only afford to have one kid because they can only pour in tutoring into that one kid, the money for that. Then another kid goes, and he, this was several years ago, his mom's getting ready to go to the school and will learn about his latest test score that he lied about. And before she leaves, he stabs her in the neck.
Ooh, sorry, mama.
Kills her, hides her body, glue tapes, shut her up in this room to like prevent the smell of the decomposing body for months, invites friends over, pays neighbors to say that if anyone comes and checks that his mom's out of town.
Plays League of Legends.
he finally confesses that he has done this when something else happened. Like, he can't lie about it anymore. And, you know, but people generally in Korea felt sorry for him because of the structure.
That low test score.
Well, no, the structure and the environment of, and the culture of that super highly competitive education, which is wild to me. And I'm thinking about, like, our American education system and what are we doing? And, you know, I want to complain about, you know, our test focus. I'm like, well, we don't have kids running around stabbing their parents in the neck over ACT scores, you
Thank
know?
God.
But I don't know. It is.
But I don't want to be the parent that's put so much pressure.
Yes, like, I don't want to be that. Because ultimately.
But the test scores now compared, like, I would not.
No, we would be.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing when I look at these kids and they're like, and I'm the one teaching them.
Yeah.
And
well, if
them.
You can't do, you teach. So
yeah, okay. Well, you literally want to be a teacher, dumbass.
Because I can't be mentally retarded, so I'm going to teach the mentally
you
retarded.
You can't say that.
Why? That's
you
the
don't
correct
say that
term.
Anymore.
You know who that
no.
doesn't offend? Retarded
no,
people.
No, Gary, stop. You are not that comedian.
No, I'm just
stop.
Saying. I'm not saying that.
Joke. A, B, don't say that word anymore. You're done. You're done.
I can say it.
No, you can't, Gary. Stop. So anyway. I want her to perform well to achieve her goals. I also don't want to put a pressure on her. I don't want to get involved. I want her to fail safely. I want everything.
Right.
So I feel like every day is a stupid ass battle of like, I'm training.
She's
her.
Also an asshole like me.
Yes.
That's the problem. Like, if it was a perfect world and she just had these struggles herself, but no, she's got a whole robust personality that. It's she's got some of my snarky, witty comebacks for Abby. She's, I don't know, it's weird.
It's a lot. It is a lot. And you know what? Poor Britney Spears is getting shamed right now because in some video that
she could only name, she only named white or black rappers.
Huh?
Have you not seen that?
No, I'm talking about the parenting video.
This was part of it.
Okay, well, in the one, I've not seen that one. I've only seen the parenting video where she's calling her kid. She's like, what the fuck is, what were you thinking?
Yeah, what the fuck are you thinking?
I played it for Charlie. She was like, yeah, that doesn't bother me. But she was like, and you're going through puberty? I was like, yes. We don't know what's happening.
She said something about smoking more weed than Ludacris or Puff Daddy. Like, names are rather like, she didn't name one white rapper in that. Come on, get the fuck out of here.
Who said that? Oh, like the critics?
The media, yeah.
I don't know. Like that it's a weird thing that, like, God help your soul if you ever post some video of me parenting.
Oh, listen.
Online and try to, like, come at me. I'm like, that is such a weird move. And he's like saying that the kids want it that way. I'm like, I bet they did not. But yeah, he thought he was doing something with that. But, you know, part of me is like siding with Brittany to be like,
it's true.
We don't know what
That's
we're doing.
That's the thing. I have, and it is biting me right square on the tushy. Charlie talks like me. Because I've always been. I've always talked to her like I would talk to anybody else. Looking back, probably a mistake. Because now she talks to me that way. And what can I say to her? I can't say shit to her.
You try.
Tell her shut the fuck up.
You don't say that. Now, I did get to, so last night I'm walking with her and like we're trying to cross the street and a car comes zooming around. I'm like, stop. No. And she was like, oh, you're so, she says, I'm like, you're stupid. I was like, whoa. That was a moment where you were embarrassed and then you went immediately into an insult. I don't need that attitude, Gary Thomas. I was like, whoa. Like even her little defense mechanisms are like presenting Gary-ish. And I'm like, ma'am, Miss Ma'am, no ma'am. And she knew, she just stared at me. I was like, am I correct? And she was like, I'm like, oh, I'll take that as a yes. And we just kept walking. And I was like, oh my God, it is so frustrating. So frustrating.
Y'all pray for her. She don't have to catch these hands the next 4 years.
She's in my building. She's on my floor twice a day. Homegirl thought she was.
I might get to be the good guy again.
She popped her little head in my room and said, hey, Abby. And I was like, excuse me. It is Miss Thomas.
Wait. You tell me this. She popped in your room and said, hey, Abby.
She's walking. It's class change.
Yeah.
And she's on her little way to lunch in front of all her friends. And she throws
a
hey, Abby. And I said, oh, excuse me. It is Miss Thomas. And she said, yes, ma'am, and kept walking. And then came back. She's like, hello, Miss Thomas. And so I was like, uh-uh.
You didn't tell me this.
Oh, yeah, the first day of school. She thought she was going to be all big and bad. It did not go well for her. So
that little girl. I love her to death. I'd kill every one of you listening to this for her. But, jeez, she's a lot. She's a lot.
It's just, the combination of her being a female on top of being just like you,
she's cursed.
There are times when like she's doing stuff and I'm looking at her and I'm looking at you and you're mad. I'm like, hello, does this at all, is it processing with you any of this? And you act like it doesn't, then you walk away and then you go and talk to her. I'm like, you knew the entire time. You knew that she is just like you. But I don't know.
So that's where we're at. That's where we're at in life.
That is 2 days into high school. Fred.
2 days in. We'll keep you posted on how our parenting arrangements go.
Yeah.
It is. Random spots this week. First of all, shout out to our sugar daddy, Philip Smith. He stopped by the house, gave me some cool comics. I love that sumbitch. One day when we can actually plan a podcast.
I know.
But hey, if you were in Missoula, Montana.
Missoula.
Hackensack, New Jersey.
Wild.
Culpeper. I don't know where Culpeper's at. Blacksville. Sounds racist. Or Albuquerque.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. Does it not sound racist? Blacksville?
I don't know.
I mean, that's... Sounds racist.
I did
to me.
See something on TikTok, and they were saying anytime you say "ville," nowhere should you say "ville" if it's in Kentucky. It's like "vol." Like we never pronounce the "ville" as in
Elliottville. It's Elliottville.
Elliottville.
What's Elliottville?
That's true. That is true. Elliottville. Anything of that?
It's like two words though. Like it was broken.
It's not like Pikeville. It's Pikeville. Like that's your
look.
Louisville.
But not Louisville.
Our places. That was our Speaking of geography, your kid knows no geography. I am so embarrassed.
I won the national fucking geography bee.
And she has been studying her countries. And I said, hey, here's a blank map. She's at my school just lingering. I'm like, here's a blank map. Go practice your countries. Go put your countries on this. And... there is a teacher in my room talking to me, and she's like, I'm like, what? She's like, where's Hawaii on this map? I'm like, countries. Doesn't matter. She's like, I know, but I need to know where Hawaii is for this. I'm like, Hawaii's not a country. She's like, yeah, but it's not on this map. And I'm like, this is the dumbest conversation I've ever had in my life. She goes, I don't see how they can put Alaska on here and not Hawaii. I was like, yet again, not a country. At all, whatsoever. So then, all the while she's trying to do this, she's got like Japan listed as Korea. It was a cluster. It was bad.
Well,
so
that's where we let her fail.
We're gonna let her fail. Let her fail. Let her learn.
Hey, if you're out there listening, you can fail. Failing's okay. There's a lot of lessons to be learned in failure.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be great unless you fail.
True.
So go out there and fail hard this week and learn something.
Yep.
And then come back to us and tell us all about it.
I mean, to be fair, this is the close enough.
Close enough. That's right. We're trying. We're trying to be those
failing,
people.
We are embracing failure. Yeah, every single day.
That's your
day.
Thing this week. Embrace failure. But no, it's not what you, it doesn't end there.
No.
Knock down 7 times, get up 8.
Look, he's had that's one right. session of therapy, y'all.
I don't know every cliche fucking motivational thing. Like,
you do dig in. Like,
I got all my 8-man shirts have.
Did you wear your crazed one to therapy?
No.
You didn't?
No, because I taken the trash around and it got something on me and it smelled like trash. And I'm smelling it in the car as I'm taking Harlan to occupational therapy. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? I was like, it's me. Shit. It's his shirt. I'm going to change clothes before I went back.
Oh, my shirt.
Yeah. Don't forget, you can check out online therapy. 20% off your first month with us. You also can go to Amazon Music. Get amazonmusic.com/closeenough. If you so choose desire, you can be a part of Close Enough Plus. Be a sugar daddy like Philip Smith. Shout out to everybody out there. We love you. We hope you have a great week. We'll keep you, this podcast basically to keep you updated on our life.
Yep.
But we'd like to hear about yours.
Yep.
So you can do that by going find us anywhere on social media, Facebook, TikTok. Be real.
Please comment on all my horrible selfies.
Yeah.
They're awful.
So hang out. Come see us. Bring back next week. Tell a friend. And with that, we say goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Close Enough.
Leave us a like on our Facebook page and follow us on Instagram at Close Enough Pod.
Consider giving us a share and review on whatever platform you found us on.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.